Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
These Democrats, Lee, listening to your news, these Democrats sure are homicidal.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, I think that's a fair description. Sure are homicidal. Let's see. We love when police officers get killed. You know, that helps them, help stop them from killing other people. Check. Who said it? Well, only the guy who wants to be the top cop in Virginia. That a problem for Democrats? No, it's good. It's all good. So let's just review. The guy who wants to be the top cop in Virginia, who we're supposed to believe will be a fair arbiter for Republicans who live there and protect them from crime, he won't. Just who he wants to kill. He wants to kill cops. And the head of the Republican head of the legislature at the time and his two children, he wants him to watch them die because he's raising, and I quote, little fascists, unquote. Love to know. I mean, this is just what's leaked out, what we know about. Who else would he like to kill? And why isn't this a problem for Democrat leadership? No. This is scary stuff. This shows you how they talk among themselves, that they don't find this alarming. I mean, can you imagine if the party labels were reversed, Lee?
Oh, please. I mean, let a Republican misgender someone who's confused about their sexuality and they'll have to lose their job or at least their social media account.
Yeah, no. And I mean, like, let me give you another example. South Carolina Judge Diane Goodstein. Okay, the Department of Justice, thank God for this, finally is going state to state to say and say, give us your official voter rolls. We need to scan them to see how many illegals you got on there, how many dead people you got on there, and whether they voted. Good. Finally. I've been begging for that since 2020. It needs to happen. Because we still do not know who was elected president in 2020 because of all of the voting by people who do not exist, are dead, or live in other states, or are illegal immigrants. All the illegal voting, basically. And she said, no, we're not turning over the rolls. And I went, wow, there must be a lot of fake voters on there, Diane, which was a natural reaction. Harmeet Dhillon, who's assistant U.S. attorney for Donald Trump, assistant attorney general for Donald Trump, criticized her. Not violently or anything, just criticized that decision, as I just did there. Well, when Diane Goodstein's home catches fire, just because Harmeet Dhillon criticized the ruling and not in the violent, inflammatory terms that, say, Democrats are fine with in Virginia, the Democrats online, Lee, this got crazy, spread rumors that our side had blown up her home, clearly, because Harmeet Dhillon had criticized not her, but her ruling, which was a bad ruling, was overturned quickly, by the way. So Harmeet Dhillon was correct. And the left was then making plans online to go to Harmeet Dhillon's home, terrorize her, set it on fire, and blow it up online. Again, she is the assistant attorney general of the United States of America. She's the head of the Civil Rights Division, ironically. This went wild on social media, and it trended again and again and again as Democrats spread the rumor that it, of course, had been a MAGA terrorist. Now, what's interesting about how the news works now, and you and I see this all the time because we have the Topic Pulse app, and our company pays a lot of money for it. Big news orgs have it. You can't get it, but it's a fascinating thing to watch every day. It's my favorite toy. And when a lot of people are hits, clicks, likes on a thing, it gets to the top 10, top 20, and all of the news organizations in America, except sometimes liberal ones will black that out if it's bad for them. But for the most part, they'll cover it because we decide what to cover now according to hits, clicks, and likes. And so you can have a bot farm army out there that talks about Diane Goodstein, and you can force it into the national conversation. They did with their paranoia and determination to blow up Harmeet Dhillon's house. It got so bad yesterday, Lee, that no less than the governor, whose golf game is normally never interrupted.
I was waiting for that.
For any reason, okay? Like, someone went out to the golf course and said, yo, Henry, you need to stop this before they blow up Harmeet Dhillon's home.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They were sharing her address online. They were doxing her. She was in real danger yesterday. As I said, Democrats sure are homicidal. So Henry McMaster had to tweet yesterday. Stop. SLED Chief Mark Keel, so he's the head of state law enforcement here, has announced at this point in the investigation, there's no evidence the horrific fire at Judge Goodstein's home was intentionally set. Good. Fantastic, because that same 1,000-strong army that shows up at Tom Homan's house, you know, Trump's deportations are, I think they were headed to Harmeet Dhillon's home. God, imagine what they would have done. He says, Henry McMaster, I echo Chief Keel's call for everyone to exercise good judgment and avoid sharing unverified information. And of course, he retweets Keel going, y'all, stop it. Stop this. Lee, it's so bad right now. Just to give you some idea, Tom Homan, and I keep playing this. I don't know why this isn't a bigger story. Tom Homan in interviews has said, I had to move out of my house to protect my wife. I can't live with my family because the hordes of Democrat thugs that show up at my home. Take a listen. This is the unhinged left. Somebody's going to get killed here. This is Tom Homan describing this. By the way, as liberal judges say, nobody's under threat here.
Like I said many times, these elected officials or these non-government organizations, they can't cross the line either. I mean, we got people like, you know, Hakeem Jeffries saying he's going to dox ICE employees, you know, ICE agents out there with masks on. They're wearing masks to protect themselves and their families because they've been doxed, their family's been doxed, their life's been threatened, their families have been threatened. I know myself, I had over 1,000 protesters in my house. I expect that as the borders are, but these men and women are putting their lives online every day. They arrested a lot of bad people yesterday and today. They arrested child sex.
So this is how we have to live. Democrats, Lee, have never experienced this. Only us. That is the difference. Mm-hmm. So I'm really glad. Good for the governor yesterday.
Yeah, I'm glad SLED and McMaster both decided to make that point because that's important. I mean, had that been the case, yes, it should have been prosecuted, but it wasn't.
I suspect that what happened yesterday, I don't know this, but I suspect, is that a phone call went out from the DOJ, Trump White House, something to McMaster and Kiel, and you know, to one of them in that nexus, saying, look, you got to stop this. This is spinning out of control online. There is a mob that is gunning for Hamid Dhillon. And again, all she did was criticize the legality of the ruling. Yeah. That's it. That's it. They were also blaming Stephen Miller, by the way, for the fire.
Well, of course.
Because he had, when he was talking about these judges, he had said they're supporting terrorists. He wasn't talking about Goodstein. He's never even commented on that case. He was talking about the judges that won't protect ICE. So they're like conflating stuff. But the problem is they were headed for her house. That's why this came out yesterday. This is where we are. A rumor starts on the internet and the left makes plans to hurt or kill you, blow up your house. And I think what happened was that the Democrats are so eager to find any instance of right-wing violence, terror, whatever, to just to blunt what the country's seeing. The mask is slipping on their side, how homicidal and terrifying they are. And they grabbed this and their bot farms tweeted it again and again to raise it, to just create a smokescreen to make it look like it's both sides.
Yeah, they've got to create a distraction, that moral equivalency narrative, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. No. And I pray no one on our side gives into this. We have crazy people on our side, too. It's only 2 to 3% that say, hey, yeah, I'm going to solve my differences with violence, as opposed to 28% in the Democrat Party. As we just saw, by the way, in that NPR PBS poll, Maris poll, can you imagine? And they admit, yeah, it's Democrats driving this violence. We need to be pure as the wind-driven snow. We do not need to do anything because we are winning, and we are winning with words and videos and debate the way we should be winning. And so I really hope nobody gives them that example they are so desperate for and tried to create in South Carolina out of what appears to be an ordinary house fire. We hate that it happened, but just ordinary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.